Reporting, sir.
Yes, this is Chief of Police of Condon, Oregon.
Yes.
And I just had a young man come up to me and report a UFO.
Okay.
Took some information from him. He was out here north of Condon at a park. It's about 2 miles north.
Yes.
And he was looking north, or being a northwest, and over one of the farmhouses that sits out there, he said it appeared, and it had flashing lights. It was red and clear, but in some of the times, they just stay on. This sighting occurred about 9:30 p.m. this afternoon.
Okay.
And the female companion with him was... he said this thing stayed in sight about 15 seconds, and he said that was at the most. He said it was flying. He said also there was a airplane flying. He said if he remembered right, it was flying west. And he said this flying object came underneath the aircraft. And then went way high and then came back down. And it's pretty bright around here tonight. He said there's a knoll that you can see out there. And he said the thing just went down over that knoll and disappeared heading towards the Columbia River.
Well, okay, sir. Well, we sure appreciate this. We'll get in contact with the man and see if we can find out what he was observing.
Okay. Good enough.
And we sure appreciate your cooperation, Chief.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Yeah?
And we were advised by the Chief of Police of Condon that you had a UFO sighting. We'd like to hear about it.
Well,
something you saw on August 3rd?
Yeah. We were out north of town and we saw a red light and we didn't think too much about it. And it started jumping around really funny in the air, going up and down and around. It was really quick. And then there was this airplane up there flying around, and it was, you know, going pretty slow, and this thing, object, it kept flying toward it, and it was stopping and going, and pretty soon it just, when it got underneath of it, it just jumped, just went right up to the airplane and went down, and then just shot off.
Oh, this thing seemed to be toying with the aircraft?
Well, it just kind of popped up to where the aircraft was,
uh-huh.
Back down to where it was going across the sky, and then took off.
Okay, now did this come relatively close to the aircraft?
Yeah, I would say very close.
Okay.
I know the aircraft probably had to see it.
Okay, now how long was that flying around that airplane? Do you have any idea?
Probably about 15, 20 seconds.
Okay, and at all times this thing just remained a bright or a red light?
It was really sporadic of when it would blink. And it kind of had yellowish and red.
Okay, did it have any kind of shape to it?
We couldn't see it.
Okay. But it was blinking or flashing?
Well, it might blink twice red and then once, you know, that kind of yellowish color.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes, you know, it wouldn't blink, but you know how you could kind of tell when something's blinking and moving?
Right.
You can judge about how far it's going to go. But this thing, it can jump a long ways and then it'd stop, and it'd go up and down, and it was really weird.
Now you say it jump a long ways. Would it be like actually jumping across the sky or just moving across the sky?
It was so quick when it moved, really quick.
Okay.
I don't know how far away it was, but you could really tell when it
when it goes, it just shoot across and then stop, and then when I really could tell there was something wrong was when it was going along, it kind of just when it really jumped up to that plane and then went back down, and then it just kind of shot off, and then it stopped and just kind of went down on the other side of the snow out here. Went down pretty slow.
Okay. Okay, now when it would go shooting across the sky and stop, did that thing come to an abrupt stop?
Yeah, it wouldn't be moving, because when we first started watching, it was behind the cloud, you know, and the cloud wasn't moving.
Uh-huh.
And you could tell what it was doing then. And then when it went down there, on the knoll there, it wasn't going back or forth, and it went straight down. It didn't look like it was getting any further away either.
Okay. Now, comparing size, how large was that red light in comparison to the airplane?
I'd probably say about 5 or 6 times. But
smaller or larger?
Larger.
Okay. Now, you say that the thing moved up and down. Can you remember any other radical maneuvers or motions that this thing made?
Backwards. It went backwards a few times.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you notice any change of color when this thing would increase speed or...
Yeah, you could see the light. It seemed like it wouldn't... The light would shine more when it was really going.
Brighter?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then would there be another change when this thing came to an abrupt stop?
And go back kind of blink and sporadic. And then, you know, the light was funny because the light, when it would take off, it would get brighter, and then it wouldn't blink as often.
Uh-huh. Okay, would that be the red color at that time?
Yeah.
Okay. Did the light come so close to the aircraft at any time that it would reflect its color onto the aircraft?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you remember whether that light approached the aircraft from the front at any time or put itself in a position where the pilot just couldn't help but see it?
Well, I would say when it was first coming up on the aircraft, it would. He could have seen it. And when it was down below, it was underneath of it. And when it got to the aircraft, it just went up really close to it, then back down, and then took off.
Okay. Did this appear to be a private type aircraft, small plane?
Yeah, it was a steady blue light. It was, you know, how airplanes move slowly across.
Right. Okay, could you pick up any sound while all that was going on?
Uh-uh.
Okay. About what time did you first spot that? Remember?
Probably close to 9 o'clock.
Okay. Which direction were you looking while this was taking place?
About northwest.
Northwest, okay. And when this object finder, the light finally took off, which direction did it go?
East.
Okay. And you watched it as it faded into the distance?
Well, it went over the sky a little ways and then just went down.
Okay, that disappeared behind the hills?
It was up in the air pretty far and then it just kind of went straight down behind the snow.
Oh, okay. And that was the last you saw of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How were the sky conditions that night?
Clear.
Okay.
There was just one cloud in the sky. When we first saw it, we could tell what it was doing. Started watching it.
There was just one cloud?
Yeah. When we first saw it, we noticed it in the cloud. You know, and then we could see it jumping up and down and started watching it. And then once in a while, it would go backwards.
That was before it approached the aircraft?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen so many weird things. I always get shocked when I was watching it.
Okay, now when it was jumping up and down, could you compare anything to that movement? Would this be, you ever seen an oscilloscope?
What?
An oscilloscope?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
But sometimes you could definitely see it going backwards.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes it had moved quite a ways, just like snapping the fingers, just kind of really take off.
Just a streak across the sky?
Yeah. And then it would stop, go backwards, all sorts.
Okay, now when it was jumping up and down, when it was near that cloud, did it just jump up and down in that one area, or was it jumping up and down as it moved across the sky?
Well, it'd be jumping up and down and move backwards and shoot ahead all the way.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then when it got to that underneath that airplane, you know, we could see it heading towards the airplane. And then when it got by the airplane, it just really jumped up the airplane and then back down and took off.
Uh huh. Okay. Did that light, was when you first saw it, it was in the cloud that you saw?
It was just, you know, I just said there was an airplane up there, and then just happened to be watching it, and it started doing some backwards and up and down.
Uh-huh.
That's all I was with. When it went up to the airplane, that's when it really got excited.
Okay. Now, could I get the name of the party that was with you?
The girl.
Uh-huh.